Quarter to eight, Monday morning. It's 106 Jack FM playing what we want across Oxfordshire. We're out of the Dumpy building from the Woodstock Road on the banks of the River Thames. We're at the Henley Business School, and they've launched their brand new MBA in the music business. And we'll talk more throughout the morning about that. And we've already spoken to Ted Cohen about his times with Prince, and famously as well, the time that he was in the dressing room when the Sex Pistols broke up. He had a few stories to tell. You missed all that, but we'll podcast it later for you. But in the meantime, we'll have a chat with someone who's been put in touch with us this morning. He's had a busy morning already so far, and a busy day ahead of him. Good morning, Paul Hardcastle.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, really well. And it's an unearthly hour for anybody in the music industry to be up and about. But tell us why you're up, Paul, at quarter to eight on a Monday morning.
Well, last night I was watching The X Factor. I don't watch it too much, but I just happened to be watching it, and I saw the guy Joe Whelan. I saw he got kicked off. I thought, bloody hell, you know, how can you kick that guy off and leave some of the other people on there? Excuse me. So I made a few calls, and I found how to get in contact with him, and I had a chat with him, and he's coming down this morning. We're doing a track together. I'm going to sort of keep it going while the iron's still hot, I guess.
And that's the way it works.
Well, that is what you call quick. It doesn't usually happen that quick, but I think I wanted to move fast on this one, and he was really up for it and stuff, and he's a really nice guy. So yeah, it has gone that quickly.
Wow. And so who did you call? You watched that show literally like we all did last night, and Joe was gutted. I mean, you know, they're all gutted, but he particularly really, really wanted it. Great voice, as you probably, you know, as you saw for yourself and heard for yourself. So who did you call?
PR, my PR lady.
She put you in touch with Joe down the line, I guess.
Yeah, who happens to know someone who basically just got us together. And last night we was chatting. That's why I'm a little bit hoarse this morning, because I was sort of up last night doing a backing track for him to come and sing on today.
This is mad, absolutely mad. So Joe Whelan, obviously gutted, and was probably, where was he watching that show, at home last night?
Yeah.
And there he gets a phone call from the bloke that was at number one for 5 weeks in 1985, with 19, and he must have just fallen off the sofa.
Well, I guess he said my world's going up and down. He said, 1 minute I'm gutted, but I won't tell you what track we're doing and stuff yet, because it is quite a surprise. But I said, here's my idea, what do you think? And I basically, I went in the studio, just knocked up a quick bit of backing track, played him a bit down the phone, and he was like, sounds great, mate, in his Brummy accent, you know. So yeah, that's basically how quick it's gone.
Wow. And so for you, have you been a fan of The X Factor, or was it something that riled you up so much?
No, not really. No, I was just watching it. And, I mean, listen, it takes all sort of people in the music business to make it. You know, it's like, you know, I was a big fan of, like, David Bowie and even The Sweet back in the day, you know. So I like the sort of the crazy sort of stuff. But there was a few people that I just thought, wow, how's he got through and not Joe? And I just thought, this, rather than just keep sort of sitting there and moaning, let's see if I can do anything about it. So I did. I tried and turned it round that quick.
So is this you now versus Simon Cowell to get him to number one quicker than the X Factor winner?
Well, not really. I mean, let's see how it comes out and stuff. You know, I mean, I'm sure it's going to come out well. I mean, my sort of guy, Simon Fuller, isn't it? Because he was my manager. I mean, yeah. You know, I sort of started off with Simon Fuller. If you obviously know the story about that.
Yes, yeah.
You know, basically, I was Simon Fuller's first ever artist. That's why it was called 19 Entertainment. But no, I mean, listen, there's no things like that. I just want to sort of see what we can do together, and I'm sure I can make a good record with him. That's why I'm doing it.
And Simon Fuller, of course, most recently seen sitting in the US Open watching Andy Murray.
Of course, yeah, he looks after Andy, he looks after Lewis Hamilton, he looks after loads of people, Beckhams.
Yeah. Do you still keep in touch?
Totally, yeah, I mean, he was my best man at my wedding. He's my daughter Maxine's godfather. So, yeah, we're still in touch, but he's in LA a lot, so I don't get to see him as much as possible, but, yeah, no, we're still good mates.
Wake up with a Morning Glory. Jack's Morning Glory. Weekdays from 6.